The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share an extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
The appearance of mystery lights off the Irish coast last week, witnessed by a number of pilots, has generated headlines right around the world. Long the staple of science fiction, why in the 21st century are we still unable to fully explain these unusual phenomena? Jonathan Healy has been looking at planet Earth's close encounters and wonders whether global instability could be the reason that they're again on the increase.
To come up on our left-hand side and then rapidly veer to the north. These are so bright light and then it's just disappeared at a very high speed.
There appeared to be multiple objects following the same sort of trajectory. Very bright where we were.
The Virgin 7-6 also saw that in our 11 o'clock position. Two bright lights.
Roger, that's copy. Thank you.
Glad it wasn't just me.
No. Very interesting, that one.
Mulder and Scully never had a case before in Kerry, but the reported sightings of unusual bright lights off the coast of the kingdom last Friday certainly caught the attention of the world's media.
According to CNN, multiple airborne sightings of at least one very bright, unidentified flying object were seen last Friday, according to air traffic control audio logs. Discussions between airline pilots and Irish air traffic control focused briefly on the sightings, with at least four aviators confirming they'd seen the phenomenon.
Of course, locals would argue that West Kerry is the natural starting point for any alien visitors to begin their holiday/invasion. While the logical explanation was that the pilots witnessed a meteor falling through the Earth's atmosphere, others were unconvinced.
Are you serious? Are you serious, guys? Are you serious?
Well, not particularly, to be honest.
I gotta ask you again, because a strange supersonic UFO was spotted over Ireland, and not just like one person looking up and seeing something. I'm talking about multiple pilots in the air. Are we dealing with a new military vehicle that nobody knows about? Are we dealing with something else?
If you ever want to while away an hour on a wet afternoon in November, then feel free to dive into the internet and its numerous theories about UFOs. Here in Ireland, they've been spotted in Dublin.
Oh, here it goes. I don't know where this one's gone.
And in Limerick.
They're not even high. I've no zoom in this camera, but I mean, these things are only like 100 foot under a foot above me.
And if you want to go back as far as the 1960s, the natural place to begin an invasion of planet Earth back then, well, it was Mullinahone.
It looked like a cloud with two lights shining out of it, but they weren't flashing on and off as you would see in an aeroplane.
Well, I did think it was some, I won't say flying saucer, some identified object, something I had never seen before, something unnatural.
From the RTE archive. Mankind has long been fascinated by the unexplained. In fact, it works quite well as a distraction from the general misery of the day, which might explain why there has been an increase recently in the belief that the truth is indeed out there.
Experts at Harvard say this cigar-shaped object spotted last year could be an alien ship. The theory's out of this world, and the object maybe too.
But Harvard researchers say some more obvious explanations have been ruled out.
The fact that that study involved Harvard academics had journalists spinning in their chairs. If scientists believed it to be true, then it must be.
It is likely not solid.
What is it?
But the signal we get from it is elongated, but it's probably a rubble pile stretched into that shape.
Astrophysicist and author Neil deGrasse Tyson.
The reason why it's probably not aliens is its trajectory around the sun was completely determined by gravitational forces.
How do you know?
Because we know. We calculate this.
And that's the truth. Scientific theory without proof is just that. Theory. E.T. may have sent a cigar, but without having a closer look, we just don't know what it was.
I am discounting reports of UFOs.
The late Stephen Hawking.
Why would they appear only to cranks and weirdos?
For years, the US government flat out denied they were investigating UFOs until late last year when it revealed details of the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program. For 5 years, it looked into the existence of UFOs, after which one staffer glibly summarized, "We really couldn't find anything of substance."
But these must just be weather balloons, right?
The weather balloons that are expressing technologies that are far beyond our current understanding of aerodynamics, things that are maneuvering in ways that no aircraft that we are currently aware of has that capability to. Flight performance characteristics that are well beyond the threshold of what we would consider, I think, normal or routine.
It's a flying object, and we don't know what it is. I would hope somebody is checking it out. I would hope there's a program of our Defense Department to make sure they do not pose a threat. And sure enough, that's what that program was.
But it just buzzed away. They didn't know what it was. We still don't know. It's a mystery.
We still don't know.
But hold on.
And I'm cool with that.
So if scientists are cold on the theory that little green men are visiting, having a quick look from above and then retreating, well, the media have to turn to the best witnesses they can find. In this case, pilots.
UFOs have captivated the public interest for decades, but they've always been dismissed, including by me, as the province of wackos. But that is changing thanks to some remarkable videotape and firsthand accounts from very sober people who are trained to identify aircraft.
Pilots in two different planes, one a Learjet, the other an American Airlines jet, reported seeing a mysterious object over Arizona last month, we have learned. The exchange with air traffic control sounded like something out of the Twilight Zone.
Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. See, I passed right over the top of us.
No one has figured out what it was. Other pilots did say they saw nothing.
No one is saying that those pilots didn't see something, but what they saw is a little less clear. What's strange in a world where cameras are omnipresent, the cockpit remains an outlier. Your standard saloon car may have a dash cam, but God forbid they'd install them on board a multi-million dollar airliner, which might give a little bit more insight into what pilots actually see. The truth is, since the world got more cameras, we've seen fewer moving statues, fewer ghosts, and not enough actual UFOs to keep interest levels where they should be. Which is bad news for some.
Phil, or UFO Phil, as he's more commonly called, has had quite a bit of contact with extraterrestrial visitors, and he's on the line. Good afternoon, Phil.
Oh, many years ago, Sean, when I was about 2 years old, they began abducting me. Well, they first appeared to me late at night, while I was in a sort of a half sleep state. So it was a bit strange at first, and I didn't know if I was dreaming at the very beginning.
Mm.
But then they began abducting me and taking me to their planet, and I knew it was real.
Right. And was it always when you were in bed, kind of dozing off to sleep, that they abducted you and took you to your planet, or did it ever happen during the day?
Well, usually it's at night. They just prefer because they are able to bring their ships closer to Earth when it's dark.
UFO Phil, without UFOs, is just plain old Phil. And most times, what are believed to have been close encounters ended up being boringly explained away. Take the ominously titled Berwyn Mountain UFO incident.
There was a massive explosion that was heard in the Welsh Valleys in North Wales. People sort of heard this and thought there'd been an air crash, and lots of people rushed outside. This was late at night, one night in January. While they were milling around in the streets and looking up in the sky, they could see all these bizarre lights flying through the sky, you know, green fireballs that were described as some of them. It was confirmed that the actual explosion didn't come from the sky, it came from under the ground because it was a mini earthquake that had been registered on the Richter scale. And bizarrely, shortly after this earthquake, there was a meteor shower.
Sherlock Holmes once opined, "Once you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth." And when it comes to UFOs, the truth, that there's actually no evidence that they exist, is rather dull. But that might be a good thing right now, because if Hollywood has taught us anything, it's that in the face of an alien invasion, we need a US president like this guy.
The 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, "We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Would anyone fancy our chances today if Donald Trump had to face down an alien invasion? We'd have to hope that a visceral tweet or two might suffice.
And that report from Jonathan Healy.